And this podcast is sponsored by Yak Attack. That's yakattack.us. And what Yak Attack is the leader in the kayak fishing industry who specializes in kayak fishing rigging solutions. As kayak anglers themselves, they are tightly integrated into the sport, into the community, and are acutely aware of what the sport needs. It all starts with a gear track and or a mighty mount. And the gear track comes in all different sizes and colors. And the screw ball is what attaches to the gear track, or it connects to the gear track. And then all the attachments go onto there. So you have one piece that goes on one piece, and you have a variety of products you can put onto that one piece. And that variety is rod holders and camera mounts for steel cameras and GoPros, light poles with the day flags that fold into the flag, fish finder mounts, and for the transducer and for the actual display themselves. That also all goes on the gear track. The black pack crate system and the white pack that's also the black pack. A few years ago, Yak Attack set the gold standard in kayak visibility with the Visi Carbon Pro. Fast forward to today, and it still remains the most dependable light flag combo in the industry. The 40-inch deployed height gets the light up to, and the flag up where it can be seen. So usually when you're in the swells, when you go down in the swell, you need a flag, and that's when the flag is great, and the light is awesome at night. You need a light at night, and this one is the best one. So you can break it down into the pouch, which is the flag. The high visibility flag doubles as the pouch, making it easy to pack and store. The expected lamp life of it is 10,000 hours of ultra bright high efficient LEDs, and at least 100 hours on the three AA batteries that are included. The Visi Carbon mast is strong and lightweight and low profile for low wind drag. The foam piece fits in your rod holder. And, of course, at the bottom of it, you can mount it onto the gear track, or it comes with a ball, which you can attach to the gear track. And it also has the Scotty-style mount. Don't compromise your safety. Depends on what tens of thousands of other paddlers trust. There's only one Visi Carbon Pro from Yak Attack. It's yakattack.us.
So, he's watching the podcast for the first time. Work. I'll give you a shout out because you need to throw that at PBR or something.
Hi guys, this is podcast number 35. It's November 2nd, 2014, and we've got Kevin and Beth Sinewick from they don't have a website, but they're on Facebook and on Tidal Fish a lot. Classic Rockfish is their boat and their kind of title on the...
That's their handle.
Handle on...
Yeah, that's Classic Rockfish, right.
Yep, and Avendano.
They just call me
Avendano.
He's just PBR.
Al Avendano. Got it.
Literally.
I know, he actually did it like the dictionary with the A-Vendano. I had it. I practiced it.
I even practiced it. I go by Al.
It's just Al.
I just go by Al. I mean, you know.
And Al Avendano.
Very
good. And Lee.
I can't see the camera this time, but I'm in it.
Sorry. And you guys do a lot of fishing on your boat, and I mean a ton of fishing. You guys have definitely post up a lot of fish. Did you guys fish this week?
No, the weather was pretty rough.
This past week.
I went on a dive boat, so we went two wrecks. We hit two wrecks and we dove on them. I didn't dive. I was fishing.
Right.
But they needed somebody to handle the boat while we were we were down, and it's loaded. The wrecks are loaded with triggers and spade
We haven't taken our classic rockfish boat, is what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
How we fished went with Al, was it Thursday?
Right.
We caught some rockfish. Well, he did very well with that. But previous to that, when we took our boat out. And I'll let you talk about rockfish, don't worry.
Yeah.
He wants to tell you about his rockfish.
Nothing.
He's really good at it.
These people think I don't fish.
But previous to that.
I knew you would come in the show today with like, fucking chip on his shoulder and shit.
So
you got called out on all your bare boots. Got called out on your brain.
I just collect tackle. That's all I am. Just collected. Like, look at these pretty things.
We had taken a trip out to the Triangles for some sea bass, and the Havilland was really productive, and the Morgan was pretty good. And prior to that, our last bay trip on the Classic Rockfish was when we caught the State Leader Triggerfish.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's got number one, I got number three.
4'8".
And mine's 4 cents. We caught it first 5 minutes, the line's in the water.
Yeah.
I could have sworn I thought it was a sheep's head. I mean, I was swearing, this is a sheep's head, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And when I got it up, I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. A funny looking sheep's head.
We caught so many trigger that day, it was awesome. It was a great trip. It was just one of those days, and he's just like, he wanted to go the first. I'm like, no, I got a feeling about a spot. And we were like going back and forth as married people do. We've been married 19 years, so we have those moments just like everyone else.
Yeah, I was definitely going to tap on some of that, because you guys are a fishing team. You guys are a fishing
team.
That's
right. We all not have only, our opinions,
yeah,
too.
And it's a team effort. I mean, you guys are on a boat, so it is right. A team effort. It's total team effort.
Munchies.
I haven't had a Reese's since Halloween. Nobody. I don't have any Halloween.
And I'm sorry, I forgot my blue hair. I had a request to wear my blue hair today and Al, but we didn't bring. Sorry. So you'll have to refer to the Facebook picture that Al posted for Shane.
Yeah, Shane.
On Shane's post.
That guy's like always picking on me. What's up with that? I'm just a likable guy.
I know. Everyone loves you, Al. He's like the Forrest Gump of fishing.
Damn!
I'm not a swamp man. But I know what nice tackle is.
we can do the whole show as Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, that's awesome. So the dude wrapped his legs and everything,
the girl wrapped her legs up and did the thing, and then he looked like Forrest Gump.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she did Lieutenant Dan because she has long hair.
Well, talking about that, they had a pretty awesome Forrest Gump.
Oh, that
this
was
year.
Something.
20-year anniversary.
Yeah,
of
and
Gump.
it just happened. We were talking. Al and I were talking about having this Forrest Gump party, and it, as lo and behold,
party.
It was 20 yeah. a Forrest Gump party.
You dressed up as a Forrest Gump.
Converted my backyard. I had the signs. I had the bench. I had it all back there, and it was funny because we found out. Synonymous was the 20-year anniversary, and it's not like we thought, "Oh, 20 years, let's have this
party."
It just happened.
That's pretty
cool. That's the way to do it. Just let it happen.
And of course, we watched the movie. I think went through probably 3 times on loop or whatever.
Yeah. And our children were quoting Forrest Gump at school, and everyone was wondering
and
why.
On the Classic Rock, though, you definitely, if you don't quote Forrest Gump at least one time,
you don't get invited back.
It's only somebody pissed off.
No Gump.
Somebody
turns
off on the boat when you don't mention Forrest Gump.
I know, something's wrong with
those
people.
So there's a secret. Now you just let the secret out.
Whoops. That's out of the bag. Wow.
Step on something.
Cat just came out.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. How about you share your squirrel story?
Which one?
The one where you coughed.
No.
I mean, it's anonymous with the face. Facebook picture with, on Facebook.
Oh my God.
And in real life.
Hi, Christine.
We have a balcony.
Balcony, yeah.
We were on the balcony tonight.
We're talking about balcony. We went to go see the
Book of Mormon. This past week.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was crazy.
I heard nothing but great reviews.
First, as a South Park fan, I was thinking it wasn't as offensive as I thought it was going to be. South Park goes way further than them. But I understand, but it was there. I mean, if you did not know about South Park, you went in there, you'll be like, fuck.
This is not what I'm looking for, Timmy.
It's a crazy story. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about it. So spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, if it's in your town, go see it. But, skip this part. But yeah, it's about, of course, the two Mormon kids, they're starts off with amazing. It's all musical. Right.
Yeah.
And it's
gotta go.
Broadway musical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Broadway music. Hey, did you?
No, we haven't gone.
No. It's
now we are
weekend.
Going.
We gotta go.
It's
probably over.
Done.
It's done.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Road trip rally, right?
Rally next.
Yeah, they go. Yeah, it's a stage company.
It is selling out.
There you go. Road trip.
Road trip. Christine, are we going on a road trip?
Have you guys ever seen that?
I'm not hallucinating. Al's wife is up here. We have a live audience.
So what's the concept of this?
As a South Park fan, I knew where their writing was going. Like I knew here. Shit, boom. I kind of had an idea of what was coming. Just as I know the writing. But it starts, Mormons, they're coming out of the school and they're about ready to go get there. The first music was amazing. It's right. they come up, boom, ding dong, and it's all timed up. I'm like, hello, my name is Elder Rebbe. Ding dong. I started jumping around, and it was that. So it starts off with an impressive, like,
the first couple people answer the door, and then, like, by the time they get to the third person that comes up on stage, the person stops answering. So the ringing becomes more persistent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the people, like,
and standing.
We definitely inside. Need to see that.
Yeah, because it's really
when
cool.
When we were unpacking the attic and they came to the door.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
And then I was
okay,
like...
we have a live version story of this.
Oh, I have a hilarious story of this.
Yeah, he... the guy breaks the doorbell and goes, have you found Jesus? And Al goes, I didn't know he was missing. I'm like, oh,
no, 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 wait. Let's set it up. Right? It was two Jamaican guys. Came up to the door and said, hello. Have you found Jesus? I'm like, I look around, I was like, where would I lose him at? I don't know.
I looked at the guys and I'm sorry, this is not a good time.
No. This is hilarious. I did the, I had the same, when we were kids, man, we weren't even kids, we were teenagers. And we saw him coming. And like, don't answer the door. So Zach decides, and we fish with Zach. He's been on the DVDs and stuff like that.
I love Zach. Yeah. Zach's awesome.
So he decides he's going to answer the door anyway. So he answers the door, and he steps outside, and he's talking to these people.
Not Zach Bowles.
Oh,
yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
Zach Mann.
Just a friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I don't.
So he's been talking
he's
to
cool
this
guys.
Guy
he's
for
funny.
Like, yeah. 2 or 3 minutes, Zach's been outside talking to this guy. My brother opens the front door and smacks the hell out of him. Like, right in the back of the head. Right in the back of the head.
Oh,
and Zach turns around and screams, you fucking bastard, and just runs inside. Right in front, just left him. That was it. That
I
was
guess
it
he didn't
the
find
witnesses.
Jesus. So two Mormon stories. The first time a Mormon comes to the house, I start a conversation. It's like, so how many wives do you get to have?
Like,
birth.
Oh, my God.
First question. Like,
and then the second time
for
they come.
For some point there.
Yeah, second time they come to the house and they're like, yeah, is your parents home? Like, and I live in this house. I own this house. I'm like, my parents aren't here. I really can't help you. I'm like, wow. I look at that young man. Yeah, but it's, like I said, I love it when they come or they call. Like, is this a bad time? Like, no, I would love to talk to you on the phone about Jesus. Tell me my views. But other than that, yes, the door-to-door evangelist, that was pretty funny at your house.
I
didn't know he was lost.
They have not been back since. They were hitting our house at least once every 2 weeks. Have not been. Al frightened him away.
so they end up focusing on the two main characters, which is the golden boy, right? The one who he's going to save the world. He knows he's going to save the world. But mostly me. Yeah. and then he's paired up with the fat kid who's all kind of stumbling, his shirt's all out, and he's, right?
And lying.
He lies. Straight lies. Straight makes up stories, right? And so they get paired up, and the golden boy wants to go to Orlando. That's his biggest dream of it, because he went there as a kid, right?
Disney World.
Yeah.
Disney World.
It's like the White Castle for that Kumar. And...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
So they get there. They get their assignment. Africa.
Uganda.
Oh.
Uganda. Oh,
wow. And this is all in the. This is all in the script anyway. I mean, tells you they get sent to Uganda.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No spoilers, but yeah. And So to get there, and of course, it's just, just
they get robbed immediately.
Yeah, they get robbed immediately.
No, I'm not Uganda. Safest place on this planet.
they talk to the locals and they were like, so it's so bad here, but what do you do? And we have a saying when something goes bad, and I can't remember the saying.
Omaha?
No.
What?
It's actually, I had it. I googled it, but
that one's for you, Caleb.
So they start singing this song, and it's like, it's just a saying, right? And they throw up their hands, and it's just a saying. And we go, what does this mean? And it means, well, the first one is fuck you, and the second one is God.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's talking about like when you're. Kids get AIDS.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this
was bad. It wasn't
as offensive as he expected, but I mean, it was
pretty offensive. It's Reach Back. It's South Park. It's Straight Rider. Yeah.
I mean, there Rider. Were people yeah. there that were 80 years old.
Yeah, playgoers, you know.
Right. Yeah. Regular, and it regulars. Was a broad, it was, it, it's come it was, off Broadway. I mean, it was you fantastic. Don't go to Broadway, you don't, I mean, it,
like,
it's a great musical.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I would
it's
love
it's
to
Broadway.
Broadway.
It's a Broadway.
We had tickets. Here's the deal with that.
Wait, no.
Kevin and I had tickets. I'm sorry. Okay. Kevin and I had tickets for rent in our hand. We had four. Our kids were young. They were with us. We were in New York City. And they were like under 10. And I'm like, no way can I take them in there. It was the original cast, 1995. I had four tickets in my hand. I gave them to
Kevin. They could have probably made it. Mm. Rent is really entertaining.
I love
I've
the
seen
musical.
It.
Excellent show. Excellent
I love
show.
It. And now I saw
it?
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, God, why
I
did I give
here.
Up my tickets? You know,
yeah,
I could have
yeah.
just like you know rocked my kids to sleep or something. But I was they weren't allowed in because they were too young.
That's somebody buzzing you, telling you get to the point.
Yeah,
you
know, they want to know our missing secret spots.
No, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. So, how long is this musical for?
It's first set was two sets.
Right.
First
so
set
the intermission.
Was, yeah.
You
first set was
sneak in beer.
What was?
Yeah, that's bar time.
How long is the first set? After your texts.
What? the first set was 55 minutes.
The second was
like
shorter though.
Okay.
Second and the second, after, the second after the intermission is always shorter.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's always
55 and 45 or something like that. You know.
Can you add those numbers?
So like they get to the guys
right,
the assignments
right.
and the rest of their elders there the missionaries and you know those guys are in complete denial of the place
right
like they're like just flip the switch off right mm-hmm. and it's all and they go through this song about flicking the switch and one guy is when you have those gay dreams just flip that switch and then it goes into a tap dance musical and then the lights go out and then they got pink bright shirts on with you know all of the dazzle all over it and the jazz handing
jazz.
That right out of there right
jazz
like,
hands
it was as gay as it could have been. It was amazing.
I mentioned jazz hands earlier. They're gonna make a cameo appearance today literally. The model hands.
Oh, model hands.
Your model hands.
You.
it took me forever to figure out where that came from, but the
was
lucid
from,
fish
what,
pictures
what are you
that
talking
Jay
about?
It was from Jay.
Jay put up the pictures
picture.
Of the lucid fish grips.
Yes.
Oh.
And then I said, oh,
they
had model
him.
Hands.
They sent him, and I was somebody had to hold the fish.
Right. Yes.
That's awesome.
So
I've done some pictures with that with Rick.
Yeah.
He my hands. He was like, no, you
don't
have
my hands. You don't have my hands.
You don't
have soft palm.
The ones that are all smashed up.
Lee has nice hands.
Of course, he likes musicals.
No, it doesn't say.
I didn't say that was him.
Just
musicals. No, when he started talking about y'all been to Rent and Wicked,
that was awesome too.
I bet.
Which one?
We want to see that one.
Wicked.
Oh, what? I heard nothing great about that.
Kevin and I used to watch musicals all the time. We saw 31 musicals in what was it, 2.5 years?
Good God, well, the first 5 years.
We went crazy. New York was our playground for years.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd go up there.
Right.
One, the best date I ever had with him, I was working in Detroit. I blindfolded him. Don't get any ideas now. This isn't a filthy joke. Blindfolded him, got him out there. I was like, we're going to pack light. We got on the plane. He had no idea where we were going. We flew to Chicago. Well, you know there's a time difference of 1 hour. So we left Detroit at 5:35, and we arrived at Chicago at 5:35. And we went to go see Evita that night, just on the fly. I used to work nights as a nurse.
We had Evita.
That was our date.
As we were walking in, she sees this hot guy coming in, and he's
he
all dressed
me.
Up.
He bumped
holds
me
the door for, yes, ma'am, come on in. Right, let her in front. Then he gets in front of us, and he's oh
that's
yeah,
the
you're
guy
a regular.
That bumped into me, knocked me on the ground. It was Donny Osmond.
It was Donny Osmond himself.
So Donny,
I see his hand come on. I see his beautiful blue eyes. I was like, oh, hello. And so the funny part was, is we wanted to see Joseph and the Amazing Coat of Colors that weekend. It was a Sunday, and they didn't have shows on Sunday. The entire cast of Joseph and the Amazing Coat of Colors was sitting in front of us at Evita. I swear to God. And this groupie sitting next to us is like, do you see those people over there? I'm like, yeah, which one? And he's like, see the guy there sitting next to the blonde? I said, yeah, that's the guy that knocked me down. I still didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that's Donny Osmond. I looked at the camera like, oh my God.
What was the movie?
No, Marie wasn't there.
That's his sister. That's not his wife.
Yeah, I know, but you can't have
I know
him
from West Virginia, but hey now.
Bonnie without Marie.
Sorry, Marie.
You're showing our age.
I know.
Oh my goodness, can you believe that?
Can we delete that? No.
Edits. Edits. Who's talking about again? Who is Donnie?
I know.
What is that?
Did you have a little 45 record player?
What's that? 45?
Al used to play it backwards to see if it had a message.
Damn Ouija boards.
That's a movie.
It is. We need that. I heard that's pretty
I
scary.
I bet you that's scary.
Have you seen that Ouija board movie? It's called Ouija
Man,
board.
All that shit looks the same. The trailers that come out, it looks all the same. They have the same sound effect.
Right.
It's all, it flashes. It's all that same, like, skidding sound.
Right.
Like, it's all the same shit. It's always the same.
Unless you bring somebody that has gas. That's even funny.
These two got that covered. And when
no,
they're
shut
it,
up! Shut up!
All right, talk about Godzilla.
We're at
Godzilla.
We're see a movie with right,
y'all are going to know why the Facebook Godzilla comes up. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
This part, Godzilla's coming out, just destroying a city. It's, like, tense. And all you hear is, like, everybody,
this
like,
is my largest fart ever.
She left one whip.
He gets up, and he walks five seats away from me and sits down, and the chick behind
oh my
me
God.
Goes, the guy goes, oh, my God, that was him. And he goes, no, that was totally her. That was totally her.
That was not
totally
me.
Her.
I cannot claim that.
No.
There was no noodles in that.
The whole theater went silent because they're all waiting for Godzilla to stand up. He stands up like that, and I just rip one right there. It's so loud, so distinct. There was no questioning what
yeah,
that was.
Claire was like, Mom!
Yeah, Claire had
the meme with Kermit the Frog is, you know, you fart in the movie theaters, but that's none of my business. Totally.
He's
only
always
ringing
on
that.
Me online about that.
Totally.
Godzilla. I'm like, oh my God.
Godzilla.
Cinema Cafe will never be the same.
I think they had to,
what is it? Desensitize it for...
Steam clean the rugs and the chairs. That is so, I mean... They bought out for Breeze.
That was
funny.
That was a good day.
Well, now they know. The Godzilla.
I know. Sorry, guys. Wasn't very classy of me.
Impressive, though.
Yes, very impressive.
No, from 1 to 10, that was like 11. That was like, it reverberated off the wall.
Al looks at me
like,
how did that come out of you? How is that possible? You're so tiny.
It's like,
I just curled up and walked.
I was like, Kevin, man, that's still coming out later.
I gotta keep him in line. Can you imagine if that was a Dutch oven?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Here we
God.
Go. We're not talking about fishing.
No, we're talking about that.
Not
no,
talking
we're
still on Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
We need the sidetracks. This is hours. This is hours gonna go by. Right? Okay, so Book of Mormon, we're at the second.
Oh yeah, no, they go out, and so the two main characters there, they try to go talk to the people, and
right?
So they try to get it going, and the one main character, the golden boy,
right.
is like, I'm done, I can't do shit here, I'm going to Orlando,
I'm done here.
So he walks off and leaves
the fat kid there.
Yeah, the fat kid there, and so. He's like, oh, what am I gonna do? And then the one girl who kind of likes him and stuff, or sees her way over to Salt Lake City.
Right.
Salt Lake City.
The main goal here is Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is the goal.
Yeah. Right. So he starts talking to her and he says when she's texting on a typewriter she's having.
Yeah.
And so she's gonna send a text out to all the villages and you're gonna have an audience. And he's like, alright, I'm not ready to do this. And she's like, you know, she's all smooching on him. He's like, oh yeah, I will. You know, so during that time, he's going to go get ready for that. The next scene is the golden boy in Orlando, where he thinks it's Orlando,
right.
And it ends up being a dream.
Yeah.
And it's badass. Right. And it's almost war.
Hell.
Oh, it's really? Almost war.
But it's almost like war.
It's literally South Park Hell.
Yeah.
When,
with Hitler and
everything.
Yeah.
South Park Hell.
Yeah.
It is South Park Hell. It is South Park Hell. I mean, and the devil is the South Park devil. I mean, it's
oh, really?
Yeah.
With the small buttocks and the big...
Well, as much as me, it was just a big...
And he's standing there behind, like, in a circle... Tube circle,
right.
You know what I mean?
He's playing guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, the devil has to play a guitar.
But that was badass, and then he comes back and he's still there, you know. But at the same, but at the point, at that point,
yeah, was
the other fat kid was already out and talking to the people, and he's telling the book of telling the story of
the book, whatever.
The Mormon guy, right? And he's telling all kinds of stuff, like, you know, like. What was that? It was Boba Fett was in there, and,
yeah.
And you know, and it was just a string of lies, right?
Sex with ducks or something.
Ducks and frogs, you know.
Frogs,
so,
frogs.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Because in Africa, they have sex with babies to get rid of their AIDS. So,
oh my
so
god.
No, he didn't.
Now
Joseph
I'm
Smith,
scared to watch this.
Joseph Smith didn't do that. He had sex with frogs. Yeah, so it was that type of thing. Captain Kirk came down to help him out or something. And,
oh
you know,
man.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk.
William Shatner.
No. This is what the story is. So he converts. He converts the entire village.
Right.
He converts the entire village, and this is the most they've ever had in the area. So he goes back into the other elders, and he's oh shit. So now the main dude's coming down to see him and congratulate everybody for converting these 20 people. Right. In Africa, it was never done before.
Right.
So he comes, and then the Africans are going to give a play, and they give the play a version of the fat kid, and
right.
It's with.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's impressive.
They have to see that.
Because
yeah.
They tell you the whole story before, in the play.
Yeah, well, he's telling it, and
then they
the
reenact
the story.
The story in the play.
Yeah.
to the
main
T.
elder guy.
To the T.
Yeah.
I mean, it is...
rough.
Oh, no. So you stay laughing the whole time.
Dude, I'm crying all the time. Crying.
I love it.
Yeah.
Just
that's
tears
right
running
around.
Right.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
This is a must-see.
So, right, so then the elders, you know, this is done, this is, you know, bullshit, this is, we're closing this thing down, right? And, you know, it ends up, but actually, South Park brings it around to the good moral story, which... It, you know, there's no Salt Lake City. We're never gonna get there. Salt Lake City, and the one girl, Salt Lake City's a metaphor. There's another place in Salt Lake City,
right.
And he didn't really fuck frogs. It's just a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
You know, it's a metaphor for a good, you know, a good story. This is what religion does, right? So,
right.
So brought it right back around,
right,
and
right,
to
right,
a good
right.
thing. And then the next thing you have is this ding dong. The Africans are just, <"Ding> dong, fucking closed out at the end. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was good. The whole thing was awesome. It really was.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That's the most
awesomest
story with
all
the
right. No, that was the most awesomest reiteration of a musical I've ever heard.
We sidetracked a little bit, but we got just turned that thing around. We just...
That's where it goes.
We can bring it back to fishing, don't worry.
No.
All right, well, here's... I fished this week.
Okay.
I went to Eastern Shore to try to go on those reds that I caught a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Right? And there's 30 inches
refill.
And all that stuff. Refills.
Oh, refill here, too.
Refills. And so, no big reds, no medium, you know, 20, 30 inch reds, but stripers, trust some baby stripers.
Nice.
Here's a picture of that.
Yeah.
And the goal was to,
I
was going to Eastern Shore, and I was going to go check out the launch
uh-huh.
of the rocket this week. You know, so I was up there for Monday. And so, well, you know, I'm looking at the time, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go. So where I'm at, I gotta paddle a mile and a half in the current. I'm pushing it the whole way, trying to save my energy because I know I gotta paddle a mile when I get out there.
Exactly.
I rush, you know. Drive 100 miles to go see this thing, paddle out just in time, set my camera up, burn, canceled.
What's this button do?
Oh, so that was
like, boom.
That was the day before it blew up. Right.
Right.
So I come back and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to yoga on the next day, right? And this girl I was talking to, she's like, you should go. You should really should go today because you missed it yesterday. You made that effort. You really should go today. It's like, no, I'm just going to go to yoga. I drove 200 miles to basically sprint for a mile and back. You know, that's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to yoga and it's canceled. I'm like, shit, I'm going to run down to the beach and watch this thing. I take off. And I told her, and she's like, yeah, you should have went.
Yeah.
I go down there and you can see the glow from here at Ocean View.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a glow here and a glow all the way up the clouds. Then I'm on Facebook going, what was that? You know, other people are like, did you see that? No.
Like,
that's supposed to be, that's where it's supposed to launch from. And we, you know.
I swear it's supposed to be there.
Fuck, it blew up!
Yeah,
right? I'm like,
wow.
Fuck. And I text her, I was like, that thing blew up. And she was like, see, you should have went.
Oh my god.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to see massive destruction like that with nobody dying.
Right.
You know, and I was 4 miles away from that where I was watching it. 4 miles. I was like,
oh my god.
It would have been the biggest explosion I've seen.
Did you get it on film?
No, you, I wasn't there. I was.
You could have felt.
I would have probably felt
it.
I would have felt it. I would have had it on film. I would have had an HD setup. I mean, it would have been badass.
That would have been a great opening for Kayak Kevin's.
Absolutely. With the music.
Fuck.
With like symphony music in the background,
yeah,
with tons of bass.
Flight of the Valkyrie.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. I can see it.
Boom.
So that was and watching the video on that was amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I've ever seen or been next to that's gone off is the Abrams tank and the wave off.
Right.
Of that was that's a big you know concussion. That would have been bigger. That would have been you know just the, you would I would have felt it because. There's a video from a guy who was at the launch,
right.
And you could there's a boom, and then the wave hits, and you can see him. He's like, "Whoa,
right.
Shit!" You know.
I can only imagine being that close and then seeing that. Like,
yeah, 4 miles away with nothing obstructing my view of it.
Right.
He would have had literally like the flatland view that the Cessna had.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That Cessna that they had the camera view from.
Yeah.
Your flatland view
yeah.
would have been like the same
basically
as
there.
You know what I mean? Except from the ground, the same.
Amazing.
Yeah, but yeah, once in a lifetime thing to see. You know, yeah, of course, I was like, yeah, they launch all the time. I'll see another one.
Right. They're not going to probably launch for probably a couple, 2 years, 3 years probably.
Is that what they're saying?
No, I didn't say anything, but I mean,
is there
got
minimum damage? I mean,
really? Oh, they didn't have, the launch pad wasn't extensively, it blew up before it got back down.
Mm. I mean, the thing is,
and then the
launch
fire,
pad
fire
is caught on fire all the time when they launch.
Yeah,
well, I guess that makes sense.
They just need to get a better model builder.
What I understand
is
it's a Russian. The Russian parts, Russian rocket parts. It's an independent company. It's not NASA.
Right. So it wasn't U.S. made.
No.
Okay.
Well, it was, but it was Russian parts. I think it was Russian made.
It was probably sent to Mexico.
I think. I'm not sure. I might be talking
built
shit.
Built in Mexico, but made in USA stamped.
I'm glad no one was hurt. That's the main thing.
Which is like with South Park when they had to take the whale and they had to go to
Mexico. Yes.
$200,000.
Timmy in the window.
Handicap. Did you see this week's South Park yet?
New one? No.
No,
I haven't seen it yet.
Handicap. Timmy.
No.
Timmy.
Oh, Wednesday, we were at the thing.
Yeah,
it was Wednesday.